Item 13.2, Financial Status Report, March 2016. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Grigorakopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Grigorakopoulos.
Nothing to add on this one, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Kleinert. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 13.3, Dedications. Update April 2016. Do I have a mover?
I move that recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Grigorakopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add.
Councillor Grigorakopoulos.
Madam Mayor.
Anyone speak against? So now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 13.4, Quarterly Organisational CEO Report, Quarter 3, January to March. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Moved by Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Gilberly. Councillor Downey.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gilberly. Anyone speak against? Now put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 13.5, Recall of Assembly of Councillors, April 2016. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Moved by Councillor Downey. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Grigorakopoulos. Councillor Downey.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Grigorakopoulos.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 13.6, Documents for Sealing, 26 April 2016. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted with the additional of the following agreements. Community Services Lease, Council and Beverly Hills Kindergarten Incorporated, 2-4 Delama Street, Doncaster East, and the Lease, Section 17D of the Crown Land Reserves Act, 1978, Council, Park Orchards Kindergarten Incorporated, and Department of Environment, Land and Water and Planning, and Crown Allotment 25B, Parish of Warrandyte, 570 Park Road, Park Orchards, and also Consent Agreement to Build Over an Easement, Section 173 of the Planning and Environment Act 1987, with Council and R. Fu and Y. Lee at 5 and 7 Avocet Street, Doncaster East.
Thank you. This motion is moved by Councillor Grigorakopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Kleinert. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer.
There are no Chief Executive Officer reports.
Thank you. Item 15, Notice of Motion.
Oh, Madam Mayor, I wish to advise that I have relied on legal advice that my land ownership in the affected amendment C109 area under consideration in this item does not constitute a conflict of interest based on the exemption under Section 77A5 of the Local Government Act 1989. As I am one amongst a large class of persons and as such do not need to leave the council chamber for any debate or vote on and vote on this matter.
Thank you.
Mayor, I wish to advise that I have relied on legal advice that my land ownership in the affected amendment C109 area under consideration in this item does not constitute a conflict of interest based on the exception under Section 77A5 of the Local Government Act 1989. As I am one amongst a class action of last class of persons and such do not need to leave the council chamber for any debate and vote on this matter.
Thank you.
It wasn't that hard.
Madam Mayor, I wish to advise that I have relied on legal advice that my land ownership, and I, in my situation, may be in the affected Amendment C109 area. Under consideration of this item, does not constitute a conflict of interest based on the exemption under 77A.5 of the Local Government Act 1989. As I'm amongst a large class of persons and as such do not need to leave the council chamber for any debate and vote on this matter.
Thank you. Item 15.1, notice of a motion by Councillor Jeff Goff, number 1, 2016. Do I have a mover?
Moved as on the paper, Madam Mayor. Okay.
Moved by Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Downey. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I do rise to this, and it's interesting because I did last November receive a letter from Council informing me about this C109, and I knew all about it because it had all gone through Council. And looking at the maps on the website, it actually says that I'm not involved in it. And at this stage, I'm unaware of my involvement in it, but just in case my property is, I've made my declaration, and being a class of council that I don't need to be, I've covered myself on that. Madam Mayor, I've moved this motion because the community is confused, and a lot of the community are unsure, and a lot of the community have doubts about what things are being moved on them, and why they're being moved, and how they're being moved, and are wondering if there's a better way of doing things. Indeed, that's why I've put this in, is to say, let's really go back to our people, re-inform, get our maps right, don't make them ambiguous, and allow people to really look at what it is and get it clearly there. This motion actually asks Council to not only get its maps right before it goes out to the public consultation on issues, it's actually asking us to actually seriously test what is a computer-generated model. It's all very well to say, Madam Mayor, and it's very difficult in situations. Other amendments on large areas are a lot easier. And even a bushfire overlay is easier because it's relating to a larger area of a municipality. But these particular amendments and the things that we're going to be doing to people's properties here are specific and itemised for that property alone, on what contour lines, on what model or whatever. And there are a large number of people in the community that don't believe that we need to use a sledgehammer to cure this sort of problem. And when I say a sledgehammer, it is, in many ways, having something put on your title, it will devalue the property and it will increase your insurance. And, you know, these are the things that in situations where, especially in SBO 3, I think it is the smallest one, is one where it's minute amount of water carrying over an area that we believe it does so, and yet it's being put onto their title and being through, and it's a very big instrument to achieve a little thing, and the little thing is ring council if you're going to build and we make sure that the floor level is above a certain height. But you know, it's coming through. I can understand why we've gone through this path, but the community don't understand that, and they don't believe that their property is affected. And I don't believe that I can, as a councillor, in all consciousness, stand up here, put my hand up and say, listen, your property is affected, but we don't really know whether it is or not. So until we go out there and check the properties and check that they are fitting this particular bill, then I don't believe it's honest to just have a blanket thing across. Because if you affect one person, that's one person too many. Now, we've had quite a number of people, and people say, oh, we've only had 500 people appeal it or whatever. Well, I'd probably take the notion of if one person bothers to actually put in an appeal, there'll be about 10 people that haven't bothered to do it. There'll be people in our community that don't understand English well, and there'll be people in the community that'll put a letter into the bin. Now, yeah, that's not good behaviour by those people, but it's human behaviour of our community, and we need to look out to, and I am standing here looking out for the people to make sure that those checks and balances have been done for every person that lives in here, whether they are or aren't affected or how they are or aren't affected. In fact, I fielded three calls today on the particular topic, and one person was saying, listen, my house is over here and it's on the high side, and I understand the debates that people might get up about that on the high side, but the other side of the road, where it has flooded or it has done, doesn't have any effect at all. So they're reading the maps in a certain way, and it shows that it doesn't happen over the other side of the road. And whether it does or doesn't, I don't know. And I think we owe it to have it right, to have it right for our community, to have those things right. I'm asking for us to really research other ways of achieving, especially the smallest overlay. Now, land under inundation overlay and the things that have been there before, yes, I understand that. They've been on the maps for many years, and I know where they are, and we know where they are, but I know that we can do something there. But I'm asking us to really sit down and think outside the square, not come back. If I'm out of time, if I can ask for an extension.
Anyone want to move the extension? Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Grybo-Costopoulos. All those in favour? Against? That's carried.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, councillors. I just think we owe it to our community to do that and to look at other ways of looking at the stormwater flow, because it's a reference going back to flooding and people on top of hills, and I can understand that misunderstanding with them, but it goes back to the word flooding, and that word flooding is the killer, really, in this whole thing. I think we should postpone, and that's it. Postpone the advancing of this planning scheme amendment process until they have the right to submit again. Because I think we owe it to our people that they submit on maps that we have updated and are clear and are finite for what we're doing. And we can ensure, inform them that they've got a process to resubmit, or the original submissions are still there. And, you know, I was looking at wanting to abandon this, but well, I've been told I can't. I'll just to actually research ways and means of abandoning C109 in the various stages of the amendments. So I'd like that outlined, and I'd like the community to understand when and why and how we can abandon and can't abandon, and that make that, that available to the community. And I think we need to get the clarity and the surety of a major amendment that actually affects a large number of our residents and imposes something on a large number of our residents. We better be sure that that is 100% correct. And I believe, councillors, we need to pass this motion to go through the steps to ensure that.
Thank you. Councillor Downey.
I think that Councillor Gough has spoken very eloquently on this matter, but like Councillor Gough, I too am concerned with the confusion in our community. People don't understand that there are various types of flooding, which has been explained to me. And I think that we need to make it clearer. The community doesn't understand, and as Councillor Gough says, it's just a postponement till we can get till we can test the modelling, until we can get maps out to the community so that they can understand it. It is going, if it's going to affect people, if it's going to go onto their onto their titles, that is a really serious matter. And I think we need to make it totally clear to our community that they understand what it is. And I would ask my fellow councillors to support this motion by Councillor Gough, because I think we owe it to our community.
Thank you.
Clarification, if I may, Madam Mayor. Just on the motion that's before us, may I seek some advice from the Director of Asset and Engineering on point B, thoroughly check the flood mapping and modelling and test its accuracy for every property, and to ensure current, correct and accurate maps are used. I guess my question is, how much will that cost and over what time will it take?
Thank you. Ms. Dominic. Oh, sorry. Ms. Ferrison.
Through you, Madam Mayor. How long is a piece of string? I still didn't work, Paul.
How long is a piece of string? If we are talking about checking every property, and that means inspecting and looking at every property, you're probably looking at about, you know, in the order of 6 years and $1.6 million. But, you know, if you're talking about a peer review, you're probably talking about a number of months and a six-figure figure. But unless we know exactly what it means, it's hard to say.
Thank you.
I think the motion is of every property.
Yeah, so he answered 6 years and $1.6 million. Okay.
Madam Mayor, anyone speak again? I also have a few questions, if I may.
I've only got one.
Please.
Councillor Galbally.
Can I also ask Assets and Engineering Exec Officer to answer? Also on the B, you asked the first part, Councillor O'Brien, but how current and accurate were the maps that were presented?
Thank you.
I am totally confused.
I can answer if you want.
The
first of all, the consultants undertook
the modelling, and they produced cadastral maps, which we believe are extremely accurate within the limits of a computer model, but still, you know, we believe they're accurate. That information was then taken and put onto a different tool for the web, which is then used to inform people. So people got a letter. The letter told them exactly what the situation was with their property. All the work that we've done in auditing those letters, and we had over 1,000 calls, and every time we looked at them, we found the letters were fine. So that's a 10% audit, if you like. So we believe the letters are all accurate. We believe that the consultants' maps are accurate. The map that was produced then from those as a comms tool that's on the website, we also believe is accurate, other than it was one location where the flooding overlay for the Yarra River was not shown. And it wasn't shown because it was no change. It still existed. It only affected in the order of 100 or so properties, of which only half were private. So 43. So you're looking at a 0.43% impact on 10,000 properties.
And
as officers are concerned, we believe there's pretty good accuracy. There are about 43 properties that need letters of explanation. That's about it.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Oh, just to finish, the 43 residents, they've been in touch with you and all.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I can answer that one. Three of those people have already made submissions, and we're fully aware of that by the nature of their submission. And certainly officers are undertaking to do a follow-up letter so that those properties could either amend their submission or anyone who would like to put in a late submission will be more than welcome to put in a submission. Okay. And certainly, as we've offered with everyone else, to come in and speak to officers personally one-on-one.
Thank you.
Question from Councillor McLeish.
My first question is about the motion itself. Is the motion correct where in Clause A it says that only certain areas have been mapped and these are not included in the amendment? Do you believe that's correct, officers? I mean,
which officer you want?
It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Yes, Tommy.
Through you, Madam Mayor, five catchments were mapped, and only, I suppose the clarification is only people in those catchments that are affected then got notification if there was a change. So, for example, I think there's about 43,000 properties affected across those catchments, but only the people directly affected, because if their property's not affected, then they weren't sent a letter. But that clarifies.
Thank you. So you're saying that there are some areas that may indeed be flood prone and they're not included in this amendment, is that right? Some small areas? Is that correct?
Not in the areas that were mapped.
No.
Is that what your question?
There are the additional areas that weren't part of this, that aren't part of this amendment, that are yet to be mapped and are yet to be part of, are they going to be dealt with in another way?
Sorry, through you, Madam Mayor, and maybe I will hand over to Assistant Engineering. Yes, there are three smaller catchments that weren't part of this amendment, and that was made quite clear when the amendment went out, that those areas haven't been mapped. It's about 11%, three catchments, we mapped five, and the engineers, I do believe, will be following up at a later stage.
Add to that, is that right?
Yes.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I think we all need to remember this has been done in partnership with Melbourne Water. In fact, Melbourne Water are the lead authority right throughout Melbourne, the metro area, on this. We're not the only council they've engaged with to do this. So we have had to work with them in terms of timing. And we've got mine on, obviously. In terms of timing. And they've been able to work with us on the five catchments we've done to date, but they weren't able to move on to the remaining three small ones at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what What organisation prepared the mapping, and are they professionals in their field? Are they used by other organisations?
Mr. Harrison?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, they are. They are well recognised. They're leading consultants in this field, and they have been used widely by other organisations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So have you a clause C I'm going to talk about now. Have you already researched other methods for delivering the C109 objectives as this requires? Do you think those other methods are viable? Can they deliver good planning outcomes for proposed development?
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, officers have provided that information, and certainly are still of the same conclusion, and certainly the Auditor General and more recently in the Flood Management State Plan, that the planning scheme is the appropriate mechanism for putting in place these types of controls.
Thank you. So clause D, it talks about accepting submissions. Are you still accepting new submissions from residents? Would an impacted resident be able to make a supplementary submission if, say, they were one of those 43 properties? Is that possible?
We are still accepting submissions, and we are still accepting people want to add to their first submission.
Great. And how long has C109 been open for submissions? How many submissions have we received? Have you reviewed them all?
Once again, through you, Madam Mayor. To date, we have about 490 submissions. The public exhibition period opened on the 12th of November, and we have continued since then to accept submissions.
Great. Okay. Have you provided us as councillors a report on those submissions? Have you considered all those submissions? Having considered submissions, are you contemplating changes to the draft amendment?
That process is still underway, and in fact, we've employed three additional engineers, and we are still giving due consideration. 490 is quite substantive, so we need to make sure that we look at each of those carefully, and that process is continuing, and will continue for the next month or so.
One more question, if you'll indulge me, Madam Mayor. So, how many properties which are not part of this amendment have reported receiving a letter in error?
The one that was mentioned on the council floor tonight. We have not, in all of the engagement, and I think the statistics have been out there, they've been in the paper, we've engaged with more than 1,000 people. No one has reported that to us.
Thank you. Further question, Madam Mayor, if I may. What's the implications of postponing this with Melbourne Water?
Harrison?
You're like a puppet show. We still have to talk to Melbourne Water in detail. They're going through assessing their submissions. They're going through assessing ours. We have to get back to them to find out how they're proceeding with their assessments. We also need to find out whether they need to refer any card no for a further review. The consultants for a further review. I'll take that on notice, but we do have to make contact with them to find out how they're going. But clearly was undertaken as a joint exercise, and they have every expectation that council will continue along the path that we've been on.
Thank you. Okay, anyone speak against this motion? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, we passed a motion to exhibit this particular amendment back in September last year. It's interesting to note that the mover of that motion said, and I quote, that the proposed amendment is using accurate mapping information we have here at Manningham to accurately show where inundation will occur. Of course, the mover of that particular motion was indeed the mover of this particular motion. Interesting. We know that from the report we received last year that 95% of the affected properties, that 95% of 10,300 properties, can, through permit exemptions, such as minimum building floor height above ground, not require a planning permit or not require a planning permit approval for development. 95%, that's 9,800 homes impacted by this amendment, would not require a planning permit approval if they met minimum floor building heights. We are sitting here with Amendment 109 in step three of a seven-step process. It's on exhibition, submissions are being taken, a report will be written. From there, we will have to make a decision when we've seen the report. That report will comprehensively summarise all of the 480 plus submissions that we've received. We will get a lot of information in that report, and that will help us as councillors make an informed decision. After that, if we make a decision to, we can make a decision to abandon it. That's perfectly within our power at that point. Or we can make a decision to put it onto a panel. And if it goes onto a panel, we all know what happens. From there, the public will be able to once again make submissions to the panel. They'll even be able to appear before the panel. So we already have a process that's continuing to take submissions from the public, and a further process, if it goes to the panel, where they'll be able to make further submissions. So I don't really see the point in moving a motion that calls upon an opportunity to give people an opportunity to make submissions. We already have that. The process is in train right now. So I guess the question from me, councillors, is why are we here discussing this? Why are we discussing this flawed motion, this potentially very expensive motion? We only found out that it's very expensive by asking questions of the officers tonight. There's no report in here in support of this particular motion. Where's the money going to come from for this particular investigation? There's no magic wand here. If we have to spend a six or seven figure sum doing the investigation of 10,300 properties, where's it going to come from? What services are we going to have to cut, councillors, to fund this? If we want to accelerate it beyond 6 years, that's going to mean a very big impact in 1 or 2 years of budgets. Where's it going to come from? We have a statutory process that we are going through right now, and that statutory process will play out. I know what I would like to see, councillors. I also know what's going on here, and I think we all know what's really going on here with this particular motion. But I'll tell you what I'd like, Madam Mayor. I would like to wait for the officers to finish compiling the report. I know they're working very hard consulting with residents. They're reviewing all feedback. We've even, as a council, allocated additional resources for them to work on this particular process.
Time. Anyone like to move attention? Moved by Council Guibal Costobos, seconded by Council O'Brien. Anyone in favour? Against? That's carried.
Thank you, councillors. I do appreciate it. I know I want to read the extensive report that will be produced in the phase that we're in right now. That will give us an informed understanding of all of the issues that our community have raised. Only then will I feel that, as a councillor, I will have enough information to make an informed decision about what we should do. That is my responsibility, my statutory responsibility, and yours as a councillor to make an informed decision. Wait until we have that information before us. This motion is premature. We do not have the information before us. We don't have the report. We don't have the feedback from our community. So why are we discussing it? I think we all know why, Madam Mayor. This motion won't help the owners of the properties affected by C109. It's smoke and mirrors, Madam Mayor. It's designed to confuse and bewilder. I believe the reason we're discussing this particular motion is simple. It's an election year. It's time to grab headlines. That's my personal view. That's why this is here. Cheap headlines. And I believe, councillors, it's poor leadership. We were elected to represent our communities and make good strategic decisions for the future of our city. That's our responsibility. I encourage you, councillors, not to support this flawed and unnecessary and pointless motion. We have begun a statutory process to draft an amendment. There are many opportunities in that process for us to hear and consider the views of our community. Let's see the report, the submissions, the changes that will flow from those submissions, and then make an informed and intelligent decision on the C109 amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone speak in favour?
Madam Mayor, I stand to make a procedural motion that it be deferred at least until next month and possibly even readjusted. And because if it's there's just too much confusion for me. I want to avoid confusion.
So you're going to move a procedural motion to defer motion for
This motion to be deferred
to
until next month or
next
the,
month.
Or the following month.
Okay, we have a procedural motion to move to defer this motion to next month. Do I have a seconder? No one second. So it's 11. Sorry. Anyone speak in favour? If not, Councillor Gough, to sum up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I suppose I'll start out with me, I. It's all about me or it's all about grandstanding. No, it's not, councillors. It's all about the community angst and what our community are feeling, and I'm reflecting that here. Indeed, we spent $96,000 on one road taking community concerns and spreading out a project over 2 years in this council, and the very councils that talked about grandstanding seem to be doing that. It's not about me. It's about the community and it's about what they've been saying. And I will always stand up for the community and talk about what they've been saying and put it in and ask it. And why isn't it an abandonment? Because I've kept on being told that I can't abandon this process at this stage. Well, that's why I've got Part D, councillors, is to investigate, and I want some advice on why we can't abandon it at this stage. And I want to get that back. But I've been told I can't. So I changed the words in this motion from abandon to the word postpone, because I didn't want to bring a motion up here that would fail on this. If we want to move ahead with this, we need to move ahead carefully with our whole community and bring our community with us. And it's just saying that things are accurate or things aren't accurate or whatever, or I believe they're accurate. Now, at the time this was out, yes, I did believe that that was it. But after consulting and people ringing me and going and visiting people and talking to them and their concern, has shown me that I'm not confident anymore about that. So yes, my views of confidence have changed because I've been out, I've seen the situations that things have gone in, and that's it. So yeah, hold me up for talking about what people are wanting to talk about in the community. Hold me up for saying something that the community want to get a message into this organisation with. And if the council want to ignore that, to their own peril, because this is an important amendment. It is an important thing and we do need to get it right. And we need to get it right and need to get it right and not have a class action in the future. So councillors, I hope you support this because it actually goes through a process of where we go to from this point on.
Thank you. Now I put the motion.
Mayor, I have a question of officers, if I may.
Madam Mayor, I've closed the debate. It's voting time.
Madam Mayor, I can ask a question at any time, I believe.
Just hang on a second. Governments, can I ask a question? No, sorry. Okay, I now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's defeated.
Division?
Yep. All those in favour? Councillor Gough, Councillor Downey. All those against? Councillor Bryan, Councillor McLeish, Councillor Gubakostopoulos, Councillor Kleiner, Councillor Gilberly, Councillor Young.
Abstain. Avoid confusion. Too confused
abstained.
To make a decision.
Abstain. You need to stand. So abstain, Councillor Hens. That is defeated.